Welcome to Friends with Pineapples. This podcast is intended for adult audiences only. If you are not over the age of 18 and interested in listening to sexually explicit stories and opinions, please leave now.
We are two millennial best friend couples who share our experiences and opinions on the swinger lifestyle to shed light on the positives and against the negative stigma.
These are our own views, thoughts, and opinions. Nothing we say should be taken as professional advice or anything other than entertainment.
Now that we have that out of the way, come join us. We are Friends with Pineapples.
Welcome or welcome back to Friends with Pineapples. I'm Paul.
And I am Nikki.
And we are without Blake and Ash again. They're probably recovering from a long weekend.
Yes.
I believe that they went to a hotel takeover. We had some family plans that we had to do, so we couldn't attend.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, we hope that they had the best time of their lives. I'm pretty sure that they had a lot of fun based on the communication with them. I think that they had a lot of fun.
I feel like, according to their text messages, they had enjoyed themselves.
Yes, they did. All right. So on this episode, we're going to talk about how we have navigated through drama within the lifestyle and how we've also handled tough situations.
Yes.
They're completely different. They mm-hmm. can play hand in hand with each other. Tough situations can lead into drama, and drama mm-hmm. can lead into tough situations, right?
Absolutely.
So we really want to focus and talk about how we have navigated through drama and mm-hmm. how we have navigated through a couple tough situations. Yep. Yeah. All right. So to start this off.
Well, I'll start it off.
Okay.
Yeah, so some of our closest friends right now, we spent several years not speaking to because of drama that was easily
avoidable,
and all it took was one conversation, and now it's like we hang out at least once a week.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we do. And well, it really wasn't a tough situation or drama. It was drama, and it was drama on both of our parts.
Oh yeah,
right?
And now we laugh about it. The four of us as the two couples. I mean, yeah. When I say both of us, we joke about how we both
cock-blocked each other.
Well, hate drama, and how we wish we would have handled things differently back then. And I feel like now, because this was what did we say? Almost 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And we both handle things differently now than we did way back then. Because for one, we're older, we're more mature, we've grown a lot with how we handle things and how we communicate with each other and others, mm-hmm. and that helped a lot. So when we talk about how to handle drama in tough situations, we're not saying like we're perfect and we know everything. We went through all of the hardships, and we're just letting you know how we handled it then and what we do differently now.
Yeah, and the thing is if we'd have just been grown-ass adults about it, not just myself and you, but mm-hmm. if all four of us would have mm-hmm. just been grown-ass adults about it, the friendship could have started
way sooner
instead of 9 years later. So we missed out on 9 years of such a great relationship.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the drama aspect of it before we get into tough situations. Mm-hmm. How do you handle drama? Like when you get on your phone or let's say we're at a meet and greet and there's certain drama between certain individuals or drama between just in general drama, like how do you go about dealing with it?
Just because I'm one of those people that like to look from the outside perspective in, like I look from the outside and take the situation at hand, but like I can kind of sense who in whatever situation is kind of the one that's kind of like the shit stirrer, and I just try to avoid that. I stay kind of clear away from them. I'm friendly with them, but I don't get personal or like super close with them, because if they're the one starting it, then I just try to avoid it.
Yes.
But I also would say that you and I both kind of try to defuse situations when we can. When it comes to drama with friends or in our little group or whatever, we're the ones that kind of talk it out with both sides sometimes.
Well, because I don't want them to have the same issues that
we did
with that other couple, right? I want them to realize that, hey, this is probably not worth fighting over. This is not worth my time or effort or their time or effort. And let's just move past it. And if you can look past that and focus on the future with them, you're probably 9 times out of 10, I would say, would actually have a decent relationship with them. And half the time, whenever it is something so stupid and so minute, it could, it's, that's what it is. It's so stupid and so minute.
Yeah. Well, and if you have an issue with somebody, don't tell immediately them. Go into the defense and like, not accusations, but yeah, I mean, accusations.
Just talk about it.
Just talk about it and be like, hey, so-and-so mentioned, or not even so-and-so, hey, just someone had mentioned to me that you said this about me, or this was said or brought up about me around you. Can you tell me like, what was said, and so I can try to fix this, like I can give you like what really went down or how it happened or whatever else. Because when you just go at it like, well, I heard you were talking shit about me and blah 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 blah, they're gonna get on the defense right away, and that's how drama starts. Everybody starts fighting and nitpicking, and then it just explodes into something that it doesn't need to be.
I mean I always go back to that what was that movie with Will Ferrell, where he's a basketball player. What was it? The Tropics or whatever.
Yes.
That was the name of the team, was the Tropics. And he's
I know what movie you're talking
about. And he's like, everybody love everybody. Just everybody love everybody. That's kind of
that
where
is,
I go.
That's kind of you go with.
Yeah,
with
I mean,
everything.
That's where I go with. Like, everybody love everybody. But no, I mean, whenever it comes to me and drama, if I hear it, typically I'm more or less like, not my pig, not my farm, especially if it doesn't involve two people, or especially if it doesn't involve a couple that, you know, I'm friends with or we're friends with. I'm typically the ones to go, not my pig, not my farm, right?
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I mean, back in the day, you know, when we first started, we're guilty of it too. We would get caught up in the drama.
Yeah, 100%.
We would, and we would get caught up in the drama. We would talk as well. And we'd, oh, can you believe that this person said this one? And then now, after being in the lifestyle for 11 years, okay, it didn't take us that long to realize it, but it took a couple years for us to go, why the fuck are we even being a part of this, that issue?
Yeah, no, there's
like,
no
point
in
my pig, not my farm. Let's stay the fuck out of it. Because at the end of the day, it has nothing to do with any other, it has nothing to do with us. And whenever I do hear drama about us, I'm just like, okay, dude, like, whatever. That's cool if you don't like me or my spouse or our friend group.
Whatever. You don't have to be a part of our friend group. Yeah. If you don't like us and our friends, goodbye.
But I will say I do agree with you on a social aspect of just be civil, because this is a very small community.
Yeah.
No matter where you move, or no matter how big the lifestyle is there, if you have your certain club or your certain group or whatever else.
Yeah. Your little meet and greet groups.
Yeah, your little meet and greet groups, whatever.
Yeah.
Word will spread around quick.
Yes.
And it's a very, very small community, and a lot of times when people hear drama about other people, they will quickly let other couples know, like, hey, just so you know, this couple's fucking drama. Be careful.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
and those
we've
are the
done
type
that
of
too.
People that I'm like, if we can all be in a like a meet and greet like group together, I don't care.
I'll say hi to them.
Yeah, I'm still friendly. Like, we even recently went to a meet and greet and saw somebody that, you know, we weren't really
fond of
or even cared to like really socialize with a lot.
Yeah,
but we still said hello, gave them hugs, asked them how they've been,
yeah,
and then kept it moving. But we also are the type that like to mingle, so we go from couple to couple and just talk, introduce ourselves, whatever.
Well, I like to mingle.
I just follow.
Yeah, you just follow.
But my thing is always just be polite. Like, it's you don't have to like them, but you can still be in a group and be at a meet and greet or a party or whatever together and say, hey, how are you, how have you been, you know, whatever else, and then just keep it moving. You don't have to be best friends with them.
Correct.
Just keep it civil. There's no point in making drama when there doesn't need to be any.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're 100% correct. But, yeah. Okay, so now let's go to tough situations.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now that we've talked about drama and how we've dealt with drama, typically with me, I'm just like, not my pig, not my farm.
Mm-hmm.
If it involves one of our friends, yes, I try to figure out where the root of it is, and I'll try to talk to both parties and be like, look, y'all are making a mistake. You know, everybody love everybody.
Yeah.
Typically, if it's about us, I'm just like, all right, cool. You know, I'll laugh it off and go about my day.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, I don't necessarily think that it's going to keep people from talking to us. I don't necessarily. And I do believe that our group of people here, and by word of mouth, if they heard drama about us, typically they would ask us like, hey, we heard this about you.
Yeah, right? I would think so.
So yeah, I mean, now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's talk about tough situations and how to handle it, right? Mm-hmm. Again, we have obviously grown through our journey within the ethical non-monogamous lifestyle. At first, when we were dealt with tough situations, whether people were trying to be pushy, whether people were trying to just be disrespectful towards you, towards me, or whatever else.
Yeah.
I handled it completely different than I handle it now.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, then, I would try to give them the same disrespect that they gave me,
yeah,
which was not correct. Oh, and I'm the first to say, which is not right, and I fucked up.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and that goes back to whenever I said earlier about
how we've grown.
Well, no, just how you respond, how you act, how you bring it up, and then how they respond. They're going to respond to you the same way you bring it to them. If you bring it kind of hostily to them, they're going to be hostile back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I was going to say a minute ago about the drama.
Okay.
Even when we hear things about people we've never really met or gotten to know about, like gotten to know, we kind of take it with a grain of salt because we like to make those assumptions, those bonds, and those judgments. Yeah, those kinds of things for ourselves.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what anybody else says, unless you're like creepy and like you don't follow people's boundaries and rules and stuff. Then
we
kind of
we'll
stay clear of those. But like if it's just personalities don't like it, like clashing and stuff like the minute drama, we typically try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt and get to know them ourselves and make that make that judgment or that call ourselves.
Yep.
Whether we're going to hang out with them, play with them, be friends with them, whatever else.
Yeah. Yeah, you're 100% correct. Dang, I was going to go on to that, but now I lost my train of thought. But it's okay. But all right, so going back to tough situations, and now I feel like if we're in a room and let's say someone's being disrespectful towards you or towards me, we will give each other a look or some type of, when one of us catches it, we'll give each other a look or a signal, whether it's a text message or the three squeezes or whatever
like
else.
Like holding your hand, giving you the
hand,
squeeze.
Whatever else.
Yep.
Then at that point, we will excuse ourselves and we'll tell them like, hey, look, I got to go talk to my person real quick. We'll be back. We may be back. We may not be back.
Yeah.
Depends on how the talk goes, but I'll let you know either way.
Yeah.
Typically that's how I deal with tough situations. Now, if there is a threat of violence in there, on either part, and we've had it happen in the past where myself and another member or another person of the club had to escort an individual out.
Yes.
Because he was being really, really creepy and not necessarily just creepy, but he was also doing things without permission.
He was also trying to break the rules.
Yes, he was also trying to get he's also trying to pay female girls to take him upstairs to the play area
and leave him because they were not allowed to be up there by themselves as single men.
Yes,
and they have to be escorted by a female, so he was trying to pay them to get up there and then just go their separate ways once they were up there.
Now, I mean, there's going to be some times where I'm not going to go, okay, let me excuse myself and talk to my person. There's some times where where action needs to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But now it depends on what kind of action.
Yeah.
I am going to be the first to say I am a lover, not a fighter. I do not like fighting. I hate violence with every inch of me. I do not condone violence.
No, not at all.
If you see an individual put his hands on a female, well, or you've actually else,
seen that in the club.
Yes, and yeah,
at one of the clubs we've been to, and you helped remove him.
Yeah. It wasn't in the most correct way either.
No, but he hit a female, and there's not really a right or wrong way to handle that in a club setting. Just get him out.
Yeah.
Before someone really gets hurt.
Correct. But in the event you're at a club and you see someone put hands on someone or is touching without consent, your first thing to do is to probably say, hey, knock it off. Right. Hey, cut it out. Knock it off. That's not cool. Right. Mm-hmm. Kind of try to de-escalate the conflict. If that doesn't work, go get one of the workers. Typically, every club has bouncers. Every club has like security, whatever else. Go get one of them and make sure you're doing it correctly. Do not try to take shit in your own hands.
No. I mean, that goes for if you're just uncomfortable with the way an individual is acting.
Yeah.
Like, if they're giving you that vibe of something's not right and I don't feel comfortable, you can easily go to anyone that works there, whether it be the club, a hotel takeover, whatever else. Or if it's a meet and greet even, go to the person that, like, put it together.
Yeah.
And talk to them. They have people to help them. They will get it taken care of.
Well, and I know like our meet and greets that we have here, typically we don't have that issue. I will say we do not have really any issues. But I do know, right, the individuals that put on the meet and greets, let's say her husband wasn't there or whatever else. If someone was doing something like that, I honestly feel that she would look at C.
And you.
And then myself to de-escalate it.
Yeah.
Or at least I would hope so.
I would hope she would go to the two of y'all because, I mean, that's not what you're there for, and, but you know, y'all are there for the support.
Yeah, and, you know, C's like a biker dude, so he would...
He can be intimidating,
He
can. Like.
He definitely can
I
mean, be.
I'm not intimidated by him, but I feel like if...
Well, he's just a
if
big
it was
teddy bear.
In that situation, I feel like he could be very intimidating.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it's... I don't know. I mean, I think the way that we've started handling tough situations and drama, I feel that we've grown a lot. This isn't high school.
No.
So people need to stop treating it like high school. People need to stop saying, well, she said this or he said this or they said this about this couple or whatever else. Everyone needs to learn that sometimes you're not going to be everybody's cup of tea.
No. But that doesn't mean you can't be in the same group of friends.
We've had people that literally said, hey, we're not interested in y'all because of the way my face looks. Because I always look angry. I'm not angry.
Well,
it's just
according
my face.
To C, you look like you're farting every time you take a picture.
I do. Every time I take a picture, I always look like I'm farting. But no, I mean, and it's because I guess I have resting bitch face or whatever else. Resting or not resting bitch face. Resting asshole face or whatever. And then when you hear me talk with my accent.
RBD, resting dick face.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
But I guess with my accent, too, I come off as...
An asshole.
An asshole. And that's not me. I mean, if you honestly get to know me, you'll quickly realize that I can't change that. So
no. And I mean, not him being mean. When he's mad and is trying to get his point across, you'll know. But otherwise... It's just him.
Yeah.
Just I mean, take it with a grain of salt and just.
But I love everybody. Yeah. I legit love everybody within the community.
See, that's like, me. Like, I have the like sarcasm and like this personality that a lot of people don't know how to take me. And I'm just being like, I've gotten to the point now where after everything I say that's like can be rude, I'm like, I swear I'm just kidding. All right. I'm just kidding.
All right. Now we're getting off topic again.
Sorry.
Okay. So tough situations, really. If you if you see it at a club, go get security. If you're not at a club, try to handle it at the lowest level. Like try to de-escalate it. And if that doesn't work, make sure you have a few friends with you so that way you can remove that person if needed.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't condone violence. I'm not telling you to fucking, you know, beat the shit out of someone.
Kick his ass and throw him out. Just remove him.
Just remove him and just, you know, hey, man, that's not really cool what you're doing. Or, hey, sweetie, that's not really cool what you're doing.
Because it can go both ways.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just
it's not just guys.
Yeah, it's not just guys. It's also females.
Plenty of females cause a whole, just stir in the pot to where it could get physical between men because she's bored. Pretty much is basically what it boils down to.
I'm just curious on like why for a loving community, why for such a loving community and we're supposed to try to bring people up, is there always drama? But there's going to be drama no matter what the fuck you do.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a soccer mom or a baseball mom or basketball mom or sports mom or cheer dad or whatever else, just any type of parent. And no matter what you're going to do, there's going to be drama, whether it's even in the workplace or whatever. There's drama everywhere.
You're always going to have drama, but it's how you handle it.
Yeah. Well, typically, it's not my pig, not my farm. Sucks to be you.
Well, what I'm saying is, in all like bigger groups, group settings, you're going to have some type of drama. And it's all on how you handle it. If you just, I just stay clear of it because I know me and I'll either just shut down and just kind of sit back and let it happen. Or if it's someone I know and I feel passionately about, you know, that I care about.
Yeah.
I'll stand up for him, but I'm also not going to do it in like a bitchy way.
Yeah. I'll just, hey man, that's not cool.
Yeah. Like let's not. Cause like, why?
Yeah.
What's the point? What are you getting out of it?
Nothing.
And that's pretty much how I would say it to them. Like, what is your point in this? Like, you're not gaining anything from this besides making yourself look stupid.
Yeah. So now that we've talked about tough situations, how we handle them, as well as drama, let's talk about how they play hand in hand. How do you think drama could play into a tough situation?
Well, if there's any kind of animosity in like a group chat, like with a bunch of people, if there's two couples or even just two individuals that don't care for each other and then they happen to be at the same party or club or whatever and just one of them makes one snide comment, it can start put everybody else in a tough situation, because at that point it's like you want to support your friends but at the same time like you want to keep them from doing anything physically or like starting a situation. So you just got to try to de-escalate it from there, because it will turn into a tough situation.
Yeah.
So if one starts and you have, because it like drama from a group chat has been brought into the club, no matter what side you're on, just try to de-escalate it.
Yeah. Okay. So now let's do the roles reverse. What if you're, let's say we're playing like how tough situations can lead into drama. I'll kind of explain on this. I mean, we've had it happen with us with the individual, the couple. They were a couple, but it was more or less on the individual that said, hey, oh, by the way, I don't wear condoms after knowing our rules, right?
Yeah.
That was a really tough situation for us.
Mm-hmm.
We actually handled it. I think we handled it very well. We excused ourselves from that setting.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you lied, but that happens, and sometimes that is necessary. Whatever else.
And I'm not the person to say that, but in that situation, I didn't know what else to do.
Well, yeah, and the thing is the wife knew what was going on.
Yeah,
right?
She knew,
and she had.
And
her
I'm
back.
Pretty sure he even knew that I was lying.
Oh yeah. I'm sure she
almost
told
guarantee
him.
Guarantee it.
I'm sure she told him, but that tough situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now led into drama.
Mm-hmm.
With when we left, it was, oh yeah, they're flakes, or oh, they're fake swingers, or oh, they're whatever else, whether it's in fucking group chats or whatever else, or just them talking to their friends and their friends talk to, oh, do you know this couple?
He was
on
trying
SDC?
To create drama, because he was like,
yeah, he was mad
that it didn't happen, but he didn't follow our rules. But he was the one that was going in every group chat in this area,
yeah,
and surrounding areas, and saying, "Oh, hey,
bashing us.
If you know this couple, they're fake, they're flakes, they don't really play, they just pretend." Blah 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 blah. No, we are not flakes. We are not fakes. We do play, but you have to follow our rules and boundaries. If you don't respect us, then we're not playing with you. And that situation showed us a lot. And I think that situation helped us grow a lot.
Oh, yes, it did.
And the way we handled it, yeah, probably if it happened now, we would handle it a little bit differently. But at the same time, I still feel like it probably would have been similar. I wouldn't have faked being on my period, but
yeah,
we definitely still would have been like, hey, I need a minute, come here.
Yeah.
And gone out into the hall or to a different room or whatever else and talked.
Yeah. Okay, so now let's talk about tough situations between us and how that can play, mm-hmm, and how we would handle tough situations between us. Let's say we're at a party and I'm not really feeling it, you are, and you go play, and then I have a change of heart,
mm-hmm,
or I have just like a knee-jerk moment of, what the fuck are we doing? We never play separate.
Yeah.
We always play together. Like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
We have very few people that we play separate with and that we play, you know, without one another in the room.
Yes.
So how I think that I would handle it, because luckily we haven't had that experience.
No.
But I think that I would handle it, whether it's like, I would whisper to you. I'd come in there, like, come to you and whisper, like, hey, we need to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would have that communication. But I think it, for us to be able to do that now, we have had to have grown a lot in the past.
Yes.
With the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Because we see it too often to where couples will get jealous that one person is getting flirted with.
Well,
or
even going back from 10 years ago, if we didn't like how the situation was turning out, we would just sit back and then just get in an argument later after the fact.
Yes.
And that
would
cause issues.
Well, and that was wrong.
Yes, and that would cause issues between us. And then that, after, I don't know how many fights we would get into, but after that, that was kind of when we started to like, hey, in a situation, we need to communicate. That way we're not fighting after. And that is...
Yes, I completely agree.
That is, I mean, we had that conversation. It was like, it always seems like we think we're both on the same page and we're not. And then afterwards we fight. So we need to come up with a plan on what to do. And that's when like the hand squeezing thing came in, thumbs up text or
yep,
down, whatever, or just, you know, secretly giving thumbs up when the other people aren't looking.
Yeah.
That's when all of that came into play, and that's what's helped us. And I feel like since we've done that,
we've had very little issues.
We really, we really don't fight, and we discuss everything.
Yeah. We discuss after each play session. I mean, we mm-hmm typically, even if we played with them hundreds of times, mm-hmm, or goddamn, we sound like whores. But if we played with them multiple times, not hundreds of times, but if we played with them multiple times, we will still talk about that mm-hmm play session and
yeah
what we enjoyed and what we wished was different, if there was anything.
Yeah.
And everything else like that.
If there was anything that we kind of weren't okay with, but like it wasn't bugging us to the point where we needed to stop and communicate, but it was yeah just kind of like a little annoying.
Oh, yeah.
It's discussed yeah after.
But I mean, and it just, I think a lot of couples, whenever they do have those tough situations that they tend to put themselves into,
mm-hmm,
that can also create drama
yes
with their group, because some typically other people in that group will see that shit unfold,
mm-hmm,
and they're going to be like, fuck this, I don't want any part of this.
Yeah.
And then they'll go talk to other people. Oh, did mm-hmm you see how they were acting? Or
yeah,
oh, did you see how they were fighting in the middle of, you know,
yeah,
a club or whatever,
hey, just
else like that?
Just stop and say,
yeah,
hey, I need a moment with you. Can we go have a discussion?
Yep.
And remove yourselves. You're not going to be judged for that. That is a respect thing on y'all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Respect your relationship, marriage, relationship, whatever. Respect y'all.
Mm-hmm.
and take it outside or away from everybody and discuss it.
Yeah, and do not be ashamed for that. Like, no. There's so I'll bring this up. I'm sure he'll be okay with it. We had an individual that I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to say their name at all. But we had an individual. Typically, when he drinks a lot, mm-hmm. he gets super jealous.
Mm-hmm.
And they were at a meet and greet, whatever else, and they just bounced. Which sucked because there were cool people to hang out with.
And we were all looking for him. We were like, where the fuck did they go?
Yeah, but. Anyways, so a couple days went by. We haven't heard anything, so I messaged him like, hey, man, is everything okay? And he excused himself out of every chat and everything else like that. They both left, and he said, hey, he said, I'm going to be honest with you. Whenever I start to drink, I tend to get a little jealous.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now we're working on us mm-hmm. and how to get past it.
And that is, that I have so much respect for them.
He did a perfect job.
Yeah. No one saw anything go down.
No.
He pulled her out, not pulled her out, but he excused themselves from the situation and they discussed it and worked on themselves.
Yeah. And now they're back in the chats and everything else like that. And we want to hang out with them. Mm-hmm. And that what I'm saying is, by him doing it that way, that did not like change my opinion on wanting to hang out with him.
No,
if
not
anything,
at all.
It's made me want to hang out more because I know I know, like, if one, he's feeling uncomfortable, she's feeling uncomfortable, they will give that respect
mm-hmm.
to themselves as well as to us and say, hey, we need to pause real quick. Let's talk about this. By the way, we're not really feeling it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And move forwards.
Yeah.
So I think he did it perfect.
Yeah.
But sometimes you will have those people that
will just start fighting in the middle of a bar.
Or in the middle of the club. And it's not a good look for you.
No, it's not.
You're at a swinger event to meet people, mm-hmm. to have fun, mm-hmm. to meet new friends, to reconnect with old friends and everything. And when you look like a jackass, you look like a fucking jackass.
Yes. But the way they did it and handled it, was you couldn't get any better than that. Because
no, you couldn't.
No one knew where they went. Yeah, we were all worried about them. But at the same time, no one saw them arguing or him getting upset or anything like that. So there's no animosity within the group and that individual.
None at all.
Even if he's told anybody about it, they all respect him for doing the right thing.
Well, I know he messaged me, and I know he also messaged some other couples mm-hmm. That, and because they've told us, like, you know, they respect him for that decision.
Yeah, exactly. And that is amazing.
Yeah.
That is the right way to do it. If something's going on, don't be making a scene in front of everybody. Just step outside. Take it away.
Yep. Okay, so we're right at 32 minutes, so this is going to kind of be
A short episode,
but we really wanted to get one out to y'all. We do have some big news coming up.
We do.
However, we're going to wait for Blake and Ash.
It needs to be something we all say
together
and make public together because it is exciting. And I mean big.
I'm nervous about it.
I'm nervous, but it's big and exciting and hopefully we'll do
well.
Amazing things.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can keep up the amazing, or I say amazing, from what people say, we do amazing work. Because I feel like I'm just, I'm the weirdo. So
so there is one thing that I do want to shout out. That's our friends that put on the meet and greets.
Mm-hmm.
They do amazing jobs, yes. Especially for West Texas.
Oh, my God, yeah.
They're doing a kick-ass job. This is not like she didn't ask me to do this or anything. This is just me doing it because I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
She has a candle company.
Yes.
The Swing and Pineapple. So it's pretty cool to support. We've bought candles from them. Mm-hmm. They smell really good. It's pretty cool to support mm-hmm. ethical, non-monogamous business that is not sex related.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, it's pretty cool to support
the names
other swingers.
Of some of their,
yep.
Then their names of some of their scents are very sexual,
yep.
But
And they smell great.
They're fucking amazing.
Yes. Yeah, so she made one that was smelt like gunpowder, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, what God doesn't like the smell of gunpowder?
And the name of it was like something when he gets hard or when things get hard or something.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't something like it.
I can't remember.
It was something silly, though.
Hold on.
But they have one that's like mesquite barbecue. We got one that was mesquite barbecue, and I was like, yeah, tap that.
I tap that, yeah.
Yeah, and then there was another one that was she's a squirter or something like that. Yeah, and it smelled like vanilla and something else. It was pretty fucking good. Like, we like the candles. But we are actually going to leave their website in our show notes.
Yes, in the description.
Yep, we're going to leave the website in the description. Babe, can you grab one of those candles real quick and just read off the name and how to spell it and how our listeners, if they're interested in pineapples, not pineapple, if they're interested in candles from ethical non-monogamous individuals, reach out to them. She also has she puts little charms inside of her candles as well. So she'll put like little bitty pineapple charms and whatever else inside the candles. Not going to lie, I think that was my idea. You know, we were talking to him one day and I was like, hey, you know how you can melt a candle and get like a dollar bill or a diamond or some type of fucking jewel? And she was like, yeah. I was like, you should do that, but with pendants or some type of little, you know, jewelry thing for swingers. So now she's putting little pineapple pendants in there. And okay, some of them are really cute. Some of them are tie-dye and whatever else.
So there's one scent that is called Fresh Bamboo, that's the scent Fresh Bamboo, but the name of the candle is Well Hung.
Yeah.
But so it's swinging or theswingingpineapple.com. It's the swing, SWINGN.
IN?
No, just the letter N. Oh. Pineapple.
So SWINGN hyphen pineapple.
No, no hyphen.
No hyphen?
No hyphen.
Okay. The swing in pineapple.com. Swing in
the yes
pineapple.com.
Yes.
SWIGN
in
pineapple.
Yep.
I think I spelled swing in wrong. You spell it
SWING. It's THESWING. pineapple.com.
Thank you for doing that, because I need hooked on phonics. But all right, so yeah, we're
it is. I have a hard on for you is the gunpowder.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. I have a hard on for you is
a
gunpowder.
She's a squirter panty dropper.
Yep. But yeah, they actually smell really fucking good.
And there's one that's hickory barbecue, and the name of it is I'd tap that.
Yep. But yeah. So we're going to leave her website in the show notes.
Yes.
If you order one, you know what? Please mention in your little comments or whatever when you order it that you've heard it from this show. So that way I could, you know, I'd like to know how many of our listeners are supporting some of our friends.
Yes.
Which I think is going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. Even if we get one or whatever, I think it is going to be absolutely amazing.
Oh, 100%.
Okay. All right.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
If you've liked this episode, please give us a 5-star rating. And for any comments, questions, or concerns, feel free to email us at friendswithpineapples@gmail.com. Thanks.
Perfect.